Well, I'd like to thank each and every one of you for joining us. For joining us on the call this morning. We have a great speaker this morning, so prepare, have your pens and pencils ready to take copious notes and be ready for what thus says the Lord. So I ask you all now to join us in a word of prayer. Father, we thank you for this day, for this is a day that you have made, and we all shall rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you that even through the midst of all of the storming going on across the country, that you was with us. You never forsake us and you never left us. You kept us safe in your arms. We are here today, gathered together to hear what thus says the Lord this morning. We're asking you to anoint the speaker and anoint the word that's coming forth. Open the ears so that we might hear what you are saying to us. And more importantly, open our hearts so that we can receive it and then go out and share it with the rest of the world. We thank you for this beautiful day, the first day in May. So we have a new month, a new beginning, and we thank you for it in your precious name, Jesus. Amen. So thank each and every one of you for being on the call this morning. I heard some new voices. I'm excited to hear you on the call. And just like I said, get ready, because God has a word for you this morning. And at this point in time, I'd like to get out of the way and bring to you our host for the morning. Host, are you there?
Good morning, Minister Jackie. Can you hear me?
I can, my beautiful angel. Go ahead and take it away. May God bless each and every one of you.
Thank you so much, Minister Jackie, and thank you for greeting us this morning with that powerful tag, Positive Monday, and starting our day with that powerful prayer. Well, good morning, my TMC family. My name is Rebecca Thomas, greeting you with Jesus Joy from Snellville, Georgia, and I would love to tell you a little bit about our Master's Call. We were founded in October of 2010 by our wonderful co-founders, Dr. Super Fantastic P.K. Roberts, and our doctor and pastor, Vanessa Weatherspoon, who we affectionately call our Mother Eagle. We stand by the scripture of Psalms 88:13, and that says, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." Our mission statement is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. We also have a website, and that website is www.themasterscall.net. Again, www.themasterscall.net. And all of our messages have been archived on this site, as well as the bios of our speaker. The theme for the year is in 2017, God is manifesting our goals and dreams. Now, if you feel led of the Lord to be a part of this blessed ministry as a greeter, such as what Minister Jackie did this morning, or a host, such as what I'm doing this morning, or maybe you have a word from the Lord that you would like to share, or you might even have a prayer request and or a praise report, you could submit all of your information to the email info@themasterscall.net. Again, that email is info@themasterscall.net. And our Dr. Vanessa or our prayer general, Minister Brenda Terrell, will contact you. Now, we all came about through a phenomenal company called Artist International, which was established by the Diaz de Leon family over 26 years ago. We are now called Artist Life, and we feature great products to help the world become healthier. We have the new morning motivational call right after our call every Monday through Friday. And that phone number is 712-770-4005. With the PIN number being 294-617-pound. And so today is Inspirational Monday. And if you need a bridge number to connect you to that call, it is 857-957-1147. And we are excited to see you at the Artist Leadership Conference, the first one being in Los Angeles this week, May 5th and 6th, and the second one being in Houston, the Lobby Airport, May 19th and the 20th. And now what we've been waiting for, our speaker on the line for us this morning is Dr. Lucille Farrell-Scott, who is no stranger to the master's call. Dr. Lucille Farrell-Scott is committed to empower men and women with purpose, passion, power, peace, and prosperity. She believes that nothing is more precious than this moment in which you are living in right now. If there is a song to be sung that only you can sing, you need to sing it.
You know,
she has ministered in various places, such as Borben, South Africa, London, England, Guyana, Trinidad, and the West Indies, as well as Canada and the United States. Through her radio and television ministry, or through radio and television, as being an author, a mentor, and her coaching programs, she has helped people to live their lives to the fullest. She now lives in New York and is a loving mother of three children. She is the senior pastor of What Shall I Render Ministries there as well. And so I would love to introduce a phenomenal and dynamic woman of God, Dr. Lucille Farrell-Scott. Are you on the line with us this morning?
Good morning. Good morning, Minister Rebecca. This is Dr. P.K. Roberts here in Silver Creek, Mississippi. I'm sorry to tell you that Dr. Scott isn't with us, but I am with you. And I am so honored to bring a message to you from the Lord. God is good. And with that being said, let us just get right on into what it is that God would give us. Can we pray first? Oh, how holy God, we thank you and we just praise you this morning for all that you have done for us, how you've kept us, how you, God, have anointed us for this day. God, we thank you and we just praise you today for the word that you've given us for today. Speak to our hearts, speak to our minds, and help us, God, to receive everything that you are going to send our way. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Well, my dear TMC family, I want to thank God for each and every one of you. So thankful for Minister Jackie and her Be Positive Monday. Listen, this is May 1st, and this is the first Monday in May. So may we all be positive and accept what it is that God has for us. We thank God for our lovely, lovely minister, Rebecca. We absolutely love you, darling, down in that Snailville, Georgia town. Thank you for giving us our announcements and helping us to get started out with today. With that in mind, I also want to thank God for our own Pastor Vanessa Weatherspoon, who is double duty on Monday, working diligently over here and then jumping over to our artist call because she normally gives us our message over there on Monday. So we are just here doing what thus say the Lord. So to each and every one of you, God bless you on this day, this first day of March. I know that some of you have had some tough few hours here over the weekend with the weather. It was so bad yesterday morning for me, I couldn't even get out to church. I mean, I actually saw night in the morning day, for real. I mean, it got just pitch black. and the sky just fell out, and it rained, and it thundered, and it lightning, and it did all of that. And here I am sitting down in Mississippi, right down in here by myself. But the Lord was with me and protected and kept me and all of those around me, and I thank God for that. And for those of you who endured the storm, the tornadoes, and have come through, I thank God for you and so glad that you are doing well. With that, let's get into my series that I'm teaching today. We are still teaching on choice. God has given us this great gift, and we definitely want to thank him for the gift of choice. And I talked to you last week about some of the things that I have made choices, conscientious choices about down through my life. And now we are going to talk today about some of the things that we need to do right now, beginning today. Listen, you all of us get to a point where we need to stop and look and evaluate where we are and decide on where we want to go from where we are and get going with it. You know what I'm saying? We need to stop talking about what we're going to do and get to doing what it is that we should do. How about that? And so that all involves choice. And I also have been reminding you down through this series that you are writing a story. You are writing your life story right now, today. And we want to be conscientious of what we are doing because we want God to be pleased with everything that we are doing. And we are wanting to do the will of God. So today's subtitle to our choice is Ready, Set, Start. Ready, Set, Start. Well, there's an amazing story in the Old Testament about one of the leaders of Israel, King Ahab. Okay, we are over in 1 Kings, the 20th chapter, and it begins with, and I'm going to just do one verse for you this morning because my time is getting away from me. And Ahab said, by whom? And he said, thus said the Lord. When the Lord says something, we need to all stop and listen. Even by the young men of the princes of the providences. And he said, who shall order the battle? And he answered, you shall order the battle. Well, this is when I went back and I read this story, y'all, it is very interesting. A prophet explained that God would change Israel's story by giving the enemy's army into the hands of the Israelites. And in such a specific way that, and in an unusual way, Ahab is asking, what you talking about? I just can't see it happening like that. And who's going to do this? And the prophet, the voices of God, said, this is what the Lord says. The junior officers under the provincial commanders will do this. And he said, okay, well, who's going to order the bell? Who's going to really lead out in these? And the prophet answered, you will. Think about the king's second question. Who will start the battle? The prophet boldly replied, you will. And I am boldly saying to you, who's going to start your life? Who's going to do what needs to be done to get you jump started and start? You will. Nobody else is going to do this for you. You will. If we want to see what God will accomplish, we have to move toward him. God will finish it, but you have to start it. Somebody ought to say, I got to start this thing. Come on, I've got to start that. I've got to get up. So what's your one thing? Last week we talked about several things. You know, I talked about how I started the fast, how I started supplementing my diet, how I started tithing, and how I started, you know, David and I were studying the Bible together. What are you going to do? As I go through our talk today, that question is going to be resounding. What are you willing to do this morning to get your life started, to do that thing that is going to get you out of your rut, to get you from where you are to where you believe God wants you to do? What is the one discipline you need to do to start writing the story that God wants you to write? What is that one thing? Maybe you know you need to grow spiritually. Let me just highlight some things that you can look at, because today's lesson is about us moving forward from where we are to move into a better place. Maybe you need to grow spiritually. Don't just think about it and feel bad about it and feel bad that you haven't done it. I want you to do something about it. Perhaps you will commit to worshiping at church every week, no matter what. Perhaps you would start going to Sunday school, because some of us think that after we get at this age, we don't need to do Sunday school anymore. Maybe it is that you would do Bible study. Some think that going to Wednesday or Tuesday night Bible study, you have outgrown that, but I'm here to tell you that you have not. Maybe it is reading through the Bible this year. Some of you may think that doing a scripture every morning or doing your daily bread has been enough. You have been putting off reading through the Bible, and you've never, ever read through the Bible. But you still are saying you're going to grow spiritually. You might just want to join some small group that will assist you. Some of you have been faithful down through the years with this group, this prayer group, and that's been a great thing for you. But I'm saying to you, in order for you to grow spiritually now from where you are, you need to do something different. You need to do something that is going to take you to a greater place spiritually. Years ago, I made the decision that I was going to go to Israel because I wanted to walk where Jesus walked. I wanted to see exactly what it looked like over there in the Holy Land. Glory be to God. Well, maybe you were saying, Dr. PK, I can't go to Holy Land. I don't have enough money to go to Holy Land. You just don't understand. Well, go to the Holy Land down in Orlando. It is a super fantastic experience. The Crouches did a great job in replicating the Holy Land and walking you through the Bible. It is a wonderful, wonderful way of you growing spiritually. Think about what it is that you want to do to grow yourself spiritually. Okay, that is one of the ways that you, one thing, one discipline that you can change. Do you want to grow as a leader? You're saying, I've been in Artists International for years, and I've never done anything substantial. I've not advanced in rank. Nobody is seeing my accomplishments. I've not done this. I've not done that. So stop complaining about it. Get connected with a leader. Get connected with someone who is going somewhere in the business. Call Regis and Victoria Flanagan and get involved with that, with the very first step, whereby you have to call in and report how many people you are recruiting and talking to on a daily basis. Somebody wants to help you to become a greater leader. Suppose you want to become and improve as a parent. I have said, even as my children are adults, they still need their mom. They still need me as a parent. They still call me asking for advice, asking for leadership. And I'm saying, God, it's so much that I don't understand and don't know. And the Bible reminds me in James 1:5, if you need wisdom, come and ask of me. And so I'm saying, God, I want to be a better parent. I want to do better. I want to be a better leader as a parent. Supposedly, you want to grow in your relationship as a spouse. Well, you know, I was married for 35 years, but now I'm seeking God to help me to be a better person so that somebody will look up on me and want me as a spouse. I don't want to just be out here by myself. I want somebody to want me, you know. But there are things that we must do so that we are desirable, so that we don't look for somebody to make us happy. We come into a situation happy, happy about where we are, happy about what we have, happy about how we look and how we feel. Honey, I am super fantastic. I look good. I feel good. I am good. And whoever come and get me will have good. Because the Bible said, he who findeth a wife findeth a good thing. You better come on up in here and talk to me. Maybe, just maybe, you want to be a better mentor. Yeah, you want to be a person that folk will look upon and say, oh, my God, when I grow up, I want to be just like them. Well, you've got to sharpen your tools by a personal development. You've got to be the one who say, oh, my God, I'm going to get into some classes that's going to help me become the very best that I can be, okay? All righty. Maybe you're saying, all right, I want to write. I want to write this book this year. Well, start out by writing a sentence today. Start out by seeking out a class with somebody who has written a book, who knows what it means to go out and get your copywriting done, who knows exactly what steps you need to take in getting that book to the publisher. And on the other hand, you may just want to be a self-publisher like I was. You all, if you want to do it, you can start today. It might be that you need to work on your finances. You want to get your finances together. You're saying, I'm tired of swimming in debt. I'm tired of worrying about money. I'm tired of doing going around this circle and around this mountain with debt. Well, you could start going to a Dave Ramsey class, you know, the Financial Peace University. David and I took it years ago because we were tired of that. We created a budget and we began giving more than our 10%. David was up to our giving 20%. We began to understand the importance of giving as opposed to getting, as it relates to our getting out of debt, giving, you know, so that we can get in and position ourselves so that the finances that the Lord would send to us, we could be good stewards over it and not just be hoarders over it, you know. So maybe that's one thing that you want to do. Well, you all, I'm still asking you, what is the one thing you need to do today to just begin this process? My daughter called. You all, thank you for your prayers. She's got a job. She's doing well. You all, Janelle got a job. He started on Friday. They gave him a company car. This is a boy without a college degree, and he's got a company car. Good God of mercy. He's making some money, too. And I'm saying, oh, God, she called for advice and about the marriage. And I said, you've got to, I don't care how busy you get, you've got to have a date night. You got to set aside some time for you and your spouse. And Minister Brenda Terrell would tell you, it doesn't matter how many years you've been with this man. They still want their own special time. I like hearing about how she and the love of her life take time to just do things together. And you all, you've got to understand that no matter what it is that you want to do, you've got to designate some time toward that thing. So this is what I want you to do. I want you to do it no matter what. Stop right now and think about it. I want you to get pen and paper in your hand, and I want you to write down what is it, just one sentence. Don't overthink it. Just one or two sentences on what it is that you want to start today. What is it that you want to start to do it today that will absolutely change your life? What is that discipline that you want to start today? I want to start today, me. I want to start today writing this book. So I'm going to start writing a sentence every day toward completing this book. I want to start working on my health. So therefore, I'm going to start today drinking at least 96 ounces of water every day, because that is going to help me start the journey. That's just one little small step. I'm going to start walking from my house to my mailbox every day to help me with my health. I'm going to do whatever is necessary to help me. So you say, but Dr. PK, it's so many things that I need to do. I need my finances fixed. I need my health fixed. I need. We got so many ideas running around in our heads. I know you do, baby. I know you do. But all I'm asking of you to do is to stop. And for the next 24 hours from today, look at the clock right now. It's 7:25, and I'm getting ready to stop. It's 7:25. I'm giving you 24 hours to think about it, pray about it, talk about it to yourself and to anybody else you want to, sleep on it, do whatever you need to do. But by all means, I want you by this time tomorrow to have committed to one thing that you have made a decision about that you want to do, so you can begin writing a story that you will look back on and say, look what God has done for me. Don't just think about it. Don't just say, Dr. PK, that sounds so good. That sounds so nice. Don't put it off. Let us start today. Remember this one, this very thing that I'm getting ready to say to you that I did not come up with. Walt Disney said it. The way to get started is to quit talking and start doing. Today is a better day to start than tomorrow. If you don't start now, a year from now, you would wish that you had. So who's going to start with me today? Who's going to start it for you today? Nobody but you. You will start a discipline today that will change your story forever. Just start where you are. Take one first step. Just one step. Ready, set, start. Back to you, Minister Rebecca. God bless you all today.
Thank you. Thank you, Dr. PK, for that profound and on-time word, reminding us that we have a choice and we need to ready, set, start. Shortly, I'll ask you to come back and close the call with the benediction after a few announcements. TMC family, join me as we pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we just love you and we praise your holy name. We thank you so much for our Dr. PK Roberts, Lord. We thank you, Father God, for doing exceedingly above more than she can ever ask for or imagine, Lord. Thank you for filling her, Lord, and giving her your full blessing. Thank you for our Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and just refreshing her, Lord, as she needs to be refreshed, Lord, and just doing for her, just going into overflow for her and with her, Lord. Thank you for our Artists International family. Thank you for continuing to bless them, Lord, and keep them. Lord, thank you for healing all of our diseases and our sicknesses, Lord. Thank you that you are setting up a strong testimony for these situations that we come across, Lord. And thank you, Lord. We're just calling up and lifting up Kendra Carter to you and her family, Lord. And we thank you that you are setting up a strong testimony, Lord, for her, Lord, that she gives you glory, Lord, as she is healed, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for covering and comforting any bereaved family members that we have on the line or in Artists International, Lord. And just thank you for comforting them and providing for them, Lord, and just giving them your glory. Thank you again, Lord, for our TMC family. Continue to bless them and do something natural and supernatural for them, where you get all the glory and they know that this blessing can only come from you, King Jesus. And we love you and we praise your holy name. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. To hear the powerful playback of this powerful message, you can call 712-432-1085, and the PIN number is 957-677-POUND. The new morning motivational call is next, and again, that number is 712-770-4005. The PIN number is 294-617-POUND. Thank you again, Minister Jackie, for greeting everyone and opening the call with prayer. Dr. PK Roberts, thank you once again for that powerful message this morning. Will you close us with the benediction?
Absolutely. Thank you, my dear. As we prepare to go our separate ways this morning and accomplish the mission that God has set before us, let us do so prayerfully, asking God, what is it that you want for us to take this next step? Ready, set, start. Now may the grace, the mercy, and the sweet Holy Spirit rest, rule, and abide with each and every one of us throughout this day so that we can have a super fantastic day. In Jesus Christ we pray. And let every heart say amen, amen, and amen. I love you. God bless you. Have a super fantastic day. Bye-bye.